Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. 9:04 here on Richmond's Morning News. My name is Rich Schreira. Thanks for joining us on News Radio WRVA, celebrating 100 years as the voice of Virginia. It's always a pleasure on Thursdays when we get a chance to catch up with our former governor here of the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, our guest here on News Radio WRVA. Sir, good morning. Thank you for continuing with us.
Good morning, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, I got to get the latest on what's going on, Ukraine, Russia, this war. The one war that Donald Trump said that he could stop in the first day, hasn't been able to. It continues to go on. It was interesting. I told the listeners this week that I could only get two channels when we were in Italy at most of the hotels. One was Bewitched in Spanish, or in Italian, so I watched a lot of that, and a lot of CNN International, so I got a different perspective of what Europeans get for American news, and they're both going back, CNN International talking a lot about Ukraine, about Vladimir Putin, and what he was ultimately looking for. So we have Witkoff over there. He had done a good job getting the peace going in Israel, and now he's trying to focus his attention even more on what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. But I wanted to get just an update, if you could share with me, give me a little brief of what I missed while I was out of the country.
Okay, well, look, I appreciate the previous sequence that we were talking about with respect to the Venezuelan and speedboats issues and so on like that. And I might start off by saying that if I were Vladimir Putin and I wanted to divert America's attention away from the Ukrainian war, I might suggest that we start some kind of military activity in Venezuela and the Caribbean in order to shift people's attention. So who knows about that? But the point is that my view has been consistent for years on this radio show that the fight for the 21st century is right now in Ukraine. And because I believe Europe is pivotal to the future of the international order in the 21st century and America's national interest. If Europe becomes compromised, then that compromises the safety and security of the United States. And I'm in it not for Ukraine alone. I'm in it for the United States. So
sure,
that's what I've been talking about. So, where are we here? Well, the president has been sending Steve Witkoff in order to Moscow in order to try to resolve some of these things. And he took an undisclosed proposal to Putin. Putin has now said, no, he's not interested in that. I fear he may have banked some of the stuff that we gave him for free, and now he's going to argue with us about the things we wouldn't give him for free. I don't like that kind of negotiating tactic. But
can I jump in here with you for a second, sir? Because
sure.
Just like in with Israel and Witkoff, and again, he's not a diplomat. He was a real estate developer, a deal maker in South Florida, very successful, and Donald Trump has tapped him. And they're unconventional in their negotiations. That's how they were able to get something done in Israel with Hamas. But one of the things that we've seen, and this is kind of their style, is offering a 20-point plan. Can you go into details on how they're talking this up and what's getting agreed to and what's not?
No, we really don't know. It's not very transparent. We don't know what's under discussion here. But I know this. The demands that Putin is making on this war situation is that they want to make sure that they get free they get all the territory they've conquered illegally. They get additional territory that the Ukrainians are defending right now that that the Russians can't conquer. They want to have a recognition of their conquest as being legitimate, which I have been affirmative about. That should never be offered to Putin. Never. We should never grant him the legitimacy of his conquest, because if we do that, then in the 21st century, conquest becomes legitimate. And, you know, then you're on your way, in my view, to a third world war. But they want to make sure that Ukraine can't join the alliance that it wants to, which is NATO. It wants to make sure their military is limited. These are things that invite the next invasion by Putin, and that's exactly what he's doing. Remember what I've been saying till I'm blue in the face around here. Keep your eye on what a country is trying to do. And what Putin is trying to do is to reassemble the old Russian Empire.
Right.
I was a soldier in West Europe. I can report to your listeners, it ain't in the American national interest for Europe to be split up and dominated politically or militarily by Russia.
Okay, so here's
what we've got to focus on.
Here's the thing that I wanted to focus on is Vladimir Putin playing games with us, and is he moving the goalpost every time they have a conversation?
Well, from the American point of view, we keep pretending that this guy is a legitimate negotiator. I think he's doing exactly what you expect him to do, which is he keeps demanding his ultimate goals. He's sacrificed over 1 million men in order to achieve political goals, and he's demanding it. And we keep pretending like we can compromise with this guy. You can't. And then there are some other problems, of course, as well, that I would point out, and that is that Putin has a history of keeping people waiting. He kept former Ambassador Michael McFaul's book reports a time when Putin kept Obama waiting for several hours, which is unacceptable. And he's keeping American envoys waiting, which is a way of communicating that they're not very important.
Okay, wait a minute.
And it's not acceptable.
Help, and I don't mean to interrupt you, sir, but now I'm really interested. Yeah. You've been a diplomat, and when you're an ambassador, I know Howard Gutman's told us this, there's training, there's protocol. You understand international diplomacy, and there's certain rules and ways you go about it. Explain to our listeners, okay, listen, if I keep Governor Gilmore waiting 5 minutes, if he's coming to see me, Rich, that's just impolite. But there's more that goes to it when it's diplomacy, because all of these little silent things mean something in the grand scheme. So explain to our listeners why keeping Obama waiting two hours, or the way that they kept Steve Witkoff sitting waiting in the wings, why that was so disrespectful, and why it's so important for us to realize that.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not, I'm reporting over two different instances over
yes,
a period
sir.
Of time. But look, the fact is that American diplomats, when they're negotiating war issues and conflict, this ain't being late to a tea party somewhere. This is somewhere where the other side is communicating disrespect. By keeping your people tapping their toes in a waiting room, waiting for the grand vizier to show up so he can give you an audience. That's not what that's a political communication, Rich. That's a political communication everywhere that he's the superior person and the Americans are the embarrassed, denigrated people. And that's not what you should do. But that isn't the important thing. The important thing is that when he finally does meet with the Americans, he's put them in an inferior position. Now he basically says, look, the demands that I made at the beginning of this war are my demands today. And if you don't agree to it, we're just going to continue the war. And what are you Americans going to do about it? And after all, the Ukrainians are going to end up being destroyed. Ukraine's going to be destroyed, and that's the way that it is. And I think that you kid around with this guy is just not something you can really do, Rich.
So that's kind of being disrespectful, but trying to get leverage because, I can keep you waiting because you're not that important and I'm not that desperate.
Yeah, but there's a bigger issue here. You know, last week it was reported that Steve Witkoff, in his close affiliation with his Russian negotiators, was actually coaching the Russians on how to manipulate the President of the United States. Now, that was a stunning revelation. Why in the world would you now send him to Moscow in order to try to negotiate with the very people he's trying to help? It's just amazing to me. I think that it's okay to try to end this war if you can end it on the correct grounds. But surrender, I mean, look, you have to have this war in Ukraine. You don't have to do that. It's just giving to the Russians to let them conquer Ukraine and be done with it. And there is no war.
Okay.
But in fact, the Ukrainians didn't go along with that, did they?
No, they didn't. In fact, when Obama offered to send them Biden offered them to send them a plane, they said, no, send me bullets instead, which galvanized the world around Zelensky and the Klitschko brothers in this conflict. Real quick, before we get done, we just got a couple minutes here. People have been asking me, there was a Ukrainian diplomat who was one of the chief negotiators. He's been purged from the negotiations. I want to make sure I use the proper term, with corruption charges. So he's out of the picture. A lot of people will push back on helping Ukraine, going, wait a minute, why are we helping one of the most corrupt governments in Eastern Europe? How do you respond?
Well, when I was in Ukraine, I actually raised these issues with all the cabinet ministers that I met with and said, you know, you're not going to be able to join either NATO or the European Union if you've got a corrupt country. And basically, they assured me that they were going to do what they could do to expose corruption anywhere they found it. Looks to me like they just did. Instead of keeping the stolen money and hiding everything like that, they exposed it. So it looks to me like they're trying to actually win the battle against corruption, not be subjected to it. As for this firing of this guy, I don't know anything about his involvement with it. He may have been responsible in the chain of command without stealing any money. We just don't know the facts on that yet. But I stand by my position. This is a rooting out of corruption. You want this to be going on, as a matter of fact, so that you can actually bring Ukraine to where it belongs in the Western order and outside of the old Soviet sphere of influence.
Governor Gilmore, thank you so much. Appreciate it, as always. I missed you while I was gone, but I'm glad we got a chance to catch up, and I thank you for everything.
Well, my voice has gotten stronger as we talk about these things. So thanks for the chance to talk to your listeners, as always.
Well, I might just call you afterwards, then, and we can just continue so I can take notes and write all this down.
Well, you know, I've got an opinion anyway. You know that. So thanks for the chance to talk with your listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. I'll talk to you later. Governor Jim Gilmore joining us here on News Radio WRVA. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is We the People. This is a portion of the program where we open up the phone lines for you to make your voice heard. Listen, we're the silent majority here on Richmond's Morning News. You get to make your voice heard throughout the Commonwealth. I talked about this social media idea. Congress held hearings this week. They went quack, 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 and nothing happened. And it wasn't Miller the Mallard that was quacking. It was politicians. Social media is not good for our kids, I'll tell you that. It's not good for a lot of people. I'm on social media for work. I do like looking at it. I do death scroll where I just sit there, woo, 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 woo. But I do know to turn it off as well. And I do know that it's not real. What's the word of the year? Rage bait.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Take something like that. You realize if you see something you like, it stays with you for a minute. You see something you hate, it makes your and you stay on it even longer. There's so much out there that is meant to, and we use the word disinformation so much, it means nothing. But so much of this is meant to outrage you, so it drives us further apart. All right, number for you to join us here on the program, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Where am I going first?
We're going to Jeff in Mechanicsville.
All right, Jeff, Mechanicsville. Hey, thank you for holding, brother. You're next on News Radio WRVA. Good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Rich. Glad to talk to you again. You helped me on that screening we had at the Diamond, and then I met you up there at the Politics and Pints.
Yes,
I met
sir.
You at the Better Home Show.
We were watching the White House florist, right?
Yes.
I remember and you. By the way, I will tell you this. So hold on a second, Jeff. You stay with me. We're friends. I like when I get to see people out there. I met somebody new this week, JB. He goes to the same Wawa I do. He gets there at 4 o'clock in the morning like I do. He actually invited me. They're doing Wreaths Across America. They will stage it over in Ashland, and then they have a escort. They have a group of folks that will escort the wreaths over to the National Cemetery as they lay the wreaths, and everyone who's buried there, they honor them and remember them during the holidays. They do it in Arlington. They'll do it here. He actually invited me to ride with him in the convoy to bring the wreaths to the National Cemetery. I'm like, I'm so touched. So I can't wait for that. So, yeah, when I get a chance and I'm out and somebody sees me, hey, walk up and don't punch me in the arm, but say hi, because I love when I get a chance to see people.
I appreciate that, and for you, I appreciate you. And like Governor Gilmore said, you know, glad you are Virginian.
You know what? It's funny. I feel home here. Now, I've lived all over the country. That's what happens when you work in media and you're kind of moving up into different markets and stuff. So, like, I'm a native Northern California, lived in Southern California, moved back to Northern California, lived in Arizona, spent a lot of time in Florida, then back to California, then back to Arizona, now in Richmond. I feel like I'm home here quicker than any other place I've ever made my home. I feel like this is where I belong.
You are. But anyway, I want to congratulate you and just say hey to you. But anyway, this thing on the drug people and the blowing up the boats, that's
right.
Fine with me, because if we were going to do something to put something in that country, they do the same thing. They don't have no mercy on nobody. So, you know, it's eye for eye, if you will. And then on all this money that
let's tackle these one by one, okay? I hear you, but I also go, you know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I get that part. And, yeah, when I see this, especially the fentanyl thing just, it makes me so angry to see this fentanyl pouring into our country and
yes,
these
sir.
People that are having their lives robbed. There are people that are so hooked on fentanyl. You see this, Jeff. I see you around
yes,
town.
Sir.
You see somebody who's just sitting there. It's the middle of summer. It's 92 degrees and almost 100% humidity. They're in a sweatshirt, passed out somewhere. Like, how can that guy be sleeping? He's not sleeping. He's comatose from fentanyl. You see somebody
yes,
right
sir.
Now that's standing there. It is freezing cold. Tomorrow it's going to be snowing. You see them in shorts and a t-shirt just lying on the street. They're not asleep. They're comatose from fentanyl. This fentanyl that's come
correct.
Into this country is poisoning our people. And it makes me mad that it's coming in. And, yeah, absolutely, I want to go eye for an eye. But, Jeff, I respect you, so I'm going to say this to you, to your face, because I never say anything on the air that I wouldn't say to somebody's face.
Yes, sir.
We also have to keep our moral standing and what makes us the greatest nation in the face of the earth, which is we have laws that we have to follow. Because if we don't have laws, then we're going to be like everybody else. And Ronald Reagan said, we are the shining city on the hill, and if it wasn't, and we're the last bastion of hope for mankind. So if we abandon our principles because of the way other people are acting, then we let the rest of the world down. So as much as I would love to go eye for an eye, we have to be able to hold on to our Constitution, because that's what makes us that's what makes us mankind's best hope right now.
Yes, sir. And then the other thing, then I'll hang up after this and I'll listen to you.
Sure.
That all this money they're finding, you know, where they, you know, putting it in, like I told the man that
the fraud, all the fraud.
Yeah. Anyway, I've seen it before, and not illegally or nothing like that, but you know, I got $100. I'll give you $100, and you don't say nothing. I'll give you $100 a month. Don't say nothing, but this is what I'm going to do. Don't say nothing, and that's what I talked to you once before. Why don't somebody just say, you know, the Democrats are just, you know, they're undermining or underhanding the money, you know, that, you know, they, you know, don't say nothing, we're going to do this. And that's what I'd like to, you know, have an answer on.
But it's, okay, so everybody wants to bring home pork for their district. Everybody wants to reward the people that support them, and they keep voting them back in office. I said this yesterday. I saw this, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Everybody wants to tax the rich. Let's tax the billionaires. Billionaires need to pay their fair share. The rich needs to pay their fair share. Okay, so what happens if my friend Jeff, now you become a billionaire tomorrow? If I take a bunch of your money, are you going to vote for me? No, are you?
No.
Right?
No.
If I tax you, and I take away all your money, you're not going to vote for me, so I'll lose your vote.
Nope, nope.
But if I take if I take $500 from you, I'm going to lose your vote. But if I take that $500 and I give five people $100 each, guess what I just did? I lost your vote, but I gained theirs. I'm now plus four. I'll do that all day long in order to stay in office.
Yep. Okay. All right, well, Rich, thanks, and pleasure talking to you.
Hey,
now,
if I don't see you out and about,
yes, sir,
before the holidays, can I just tell you Merry Christmas?
You can, and I'll take that to heart. And same to you, and I'm glad your wife is over here. And your son, you showed me the picture at the diamond at the ballpark of your son. And
he'll
God
be here.
Bless him.
I think he's coming in on the 18th. We have to when he comes in, we have to have a serious sit down family conversation. Again, I'm transparent.
Yes,
I'll tell
sir.
You everything. He just took his DOB-MERB, Department of Defense Medical Review Board test, passed everything. So he's now got his clean physical to join up when he graduates. And right now he's leaning towards joining the Marine Corps. So we have to sit down and have a serious conversation about what he's going to do to make sure that he kind of thinks through everything, whether he's going to go to the Navy or the Marine Corps. But either way, I'm going to be proud of him, whatever he does. So that's one of the big things we're going to do this December.
Yes, sir. But let him know, as a friend to you, as a friend to him now, it was when I first, you know, saw the picture. Let him know Merry Christmas.
I will. I will. Okay. I will tell him that. All right, Jeff, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, brother.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. Number for you to join us, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. The number for you to call into the program. You can also text us on the James River Air text line, 833-804. Got this one from James River Air text line. Here's something that should be very concerning to every Virginian. Jay Jones is under indictment for lying, misrepresenting, and creating false documents regarding the speeding ticket and community service. I understand we are not hearing anything about this on the news. Everyone I talked to said the fix is in. This should be some sort of movement or petition to see that justice is done. This man is, and this man is never installed as Virginia's Attorney General. Okay. So I looked into this a little bit because I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything while I was out of the country. But I think you're crying over spilt milk. Jay Jones defeated Jason Miaris. The people of Virginia have spoken. He will be your next Attorney General, whether you like it or not. We had an opportunity to send Jason Miaris back to the job. The people of Virginia decided no, even with everything hanging over Jay Jones' head, that he was the best man for the job. The majority of people voted for him. Very simply, he's the next Attorney General of the state of Virginia. And trying to find a petition or trying to remove him for some reason that you can think of or anything else is usurping the will of the people. We have a constitution. We have elections. Whether we like them or not, we have those elections, and I need to respect them. Same way as if Jason would have won Meares, who I talked to quite a bit on this program, and I've got to know a little bit. If Jason would have won, what would have been like if the Jay Jones people said, we're going to find a reason not to install him in? Elections matter. We have to respect the will of the people. Now, if you felt that strongly about it, then we should have then you should have gone out there and voted, and you should have gone out there and campaigned and donated and volunteered to make sure that Jay Jones did not get elected and your candidate did. But after the fact, it's spilt milk. And you need and we need to make sure that we start respecting the will of the people, whether we won or not. Whether your guy won or not, you need to respect the will of the people. And that has to go both ways. Because if you can't respect him being installed as Attorney General, then will the Democrats respect you the next time your candidate wins? Will the Republicans respect the next Democratic candidate that gets in there? And will the Democrats respect the next Republican candidate? When you do that, when you don't do that, when you keep chipping away at that and you keep talking about them being illegitimate, then you're chipping away at the foundation of our republic. And it's hard to do. I say this all the time. People get mad at me, but man, this isn't easy. America's not easy, and I think a lot of us just assume it is because it's been around for 250 years. We're babies. We're infants. We're still figuring this. This is still a great experiment, and you have to invest in that experiment each and every day. Because if you don't, there are people that will chip away at what we have, which is so special. It's the last bastion of hope and freedom in the world. And if you chip away at our constitutional republic, then we're all in trouble. And as much as I found what Jay Jones to be, what Jay Jones said about those kids, I find that to be absolutely vile and disgusting. He's going to be my Attorney General, whether I like it or not, because that's the will of the people, and I respect the Constitution of Virginia, and I respect the Constitution of the United States, and my fidelity is to those documents, those founding documents, because that's what makes America who they are. We have to be courteous. Somebody says we have to be courteous to the new administration, but we don't have to respect them. Big difference. No, I'll disagree with you, CK. I respect the institution. I respect the office. No matter what, man is sitting there or woman is sitting there. You respect the rank, not the man. You respect the governor's office, the governor's position, whether you respect the man or not. It's that office that the people decided, the majority of the people said, this is who I want to see. We'll see what happens when the new administration comes in, but I'm going to be the first to say I will respect the governor's office, the lieutenant governor's office, the attorney general's office. That's my obligation as an American that follows the Constitution. And if we can maybe start showing everybody a little bit more respect, maybe we could try to bring people together instead of trying to find ways to push them apart. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But again, got to respect that Constitution and our way of life. Otherwise, we have nothing. All right, that's going to do it for our program today. Let me get off my high horse. I'll talk about cookies because it's National Cookie Day. What do we have coming up tomorrow? Governor George Allen will join us on the program tomorrow, and I want to thank everybody, including Germ, for joining us today on the program. I'm Rich Herrera. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Now our national anthem brought to you by Freedom Services and Training, the biggest little gun store in town located in Mechanicsville. I will see you tomorrow morning beginning at 6 a.m. Don't forget, it's going to be snowy. It's going to be rainy, so please be careful on your way to work tomorrow. I'll help get you there on time. Don't worry. Give yourself a little extra time. I'm Rich Herrera. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is the legendary voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.